Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to get around to a protest that's taking place. A sleepout will take place outside the offices of South Dublin County Council, calling on representatives to reverse a decision to raise rents for council housing tenants. Now, the proposal is to raise the rent by €3 a week across the board, and it was passed in November last year. In November 2019, councillors from South Dublin County Council voted in favour of a rent increase of €3 per week for all council tenant households in 2020. In addition, the rent discount of €10 for those in receipt of the state pension in households was also modified. And now, modified in respect of if you have an adult living with you. In other words, while the council has continued its €10 weekly rent discount for households solely comprised of older persons, the other old age pensioners will forfeit the discount. In other words, people who have multi-person households, that includes a pensioner, who will not receive the discount. In other words, if you have another adult living in the house working or getting money, well, then you don't get the discount, which kind of seems reasonably fair to me, because then the two people there to pay it, I suppose. Whereas if you have one person on their own, it's more difficult for them to afford that extra €10. And this means if another person, as I said, who is not of pensionable age, lives in the home, the discount can't apply. Now, at the time, the Rise TD Paul Morphy said the increase was cruel and an attack on some of the most vulnerable people on low incomes. The SDCC said, the South Dublin County Council said, the council's differential rent charges are currently the lowest both in Dublin and nationally. The basis for calculation of our rent charges has not changed over 20 years, despite significant increases in spending on housing stock, in planned and response maintenance, relet repairs and other areas in that period. In other words, what they're saying is that, look, the cost of living has gone up. You know, taxpayers are funding this. At the end of the day, we have to get the money back somehow. So €3, you know, after 20 years, they're saying, is not too much to ask for. Now, but a spokesperson said the rent increase of €3 per week being implemented in 2020 to reflect the increased provision for the costs and other housing services in the council's budget. A demonstration has been held to highlight what they feel to be the local authorities' lack of urgency on tackling the housing crisis. And Patrick Nellis, a member of the South West Dublin Housing Action, also says it's cruel. Mr. Nellis said that, in fact, the fact it doesn't take people's income account income into account very unfair. In other words, they don't look at each individual case. It's just across the board. But again, I want to point out, it is €3. It's only €3 a week, all right? He went on to say the council can't attack the most vulnerable in our society, so we are urging the council to reverse the decision on raising the rent. I want to know what you think. Today, I want to know what you think of the council raising the rent by €3. Do you think that's cruel and unjustified? Yes, you believe it is cruel, or no, you believe it's acceptable. Sure, look, we all have to pay a little bit more. Bills have gone up, things go up. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now, on the line is Kay Keane, who's a member of the Dublin Southwest Housing Action Group. Kay, that's you. How are you doing, Kay?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. So you're having a demonstration today.
That's right, yeah.
And you're all going to have a kind of sleep out, and it's going to be outside the offices of South Dublin County Council, and you would obviously urge people to go along and support you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We would urge people to come along and support the sleep out. You know, that way.
And what time is it? What time does it kick off at?
8 o'clock this evening. It's a 12-hour sleep out.
You picked a cold night to do it, Kay, let me tell you.
Well, unfortunately, Niall, as you know yourself, there are many homeless people sleeping on the streets. They're out in the cold every night as well, so... Yeah. I think one cold night, you know, we can manage that.
All right. Now, okay, so your gripe is, and the council's argument is, listen, we haven't put this up in a long, long time. The cost of maintenance generally has gone up. The cost, because of course the taxpayer is subsidising council housing, no matter whether you're unemployed or on low income, it's subsidised rent. So the cost for the exchequer and the taxpayer, which is essentially taxpayers' money, has gone up. So we have to get that back somehow. Some of it anyway, not all of it, obviously. They'll never get it all back. So, I mean, it's not much to ask, €3 a week.
Well, I mean, my answer to that is, firstly, it's not a gripe that we have. You know, I mean, a gripe kind of implies that, you know, we'll have a protest at the drop of a hat over issues that don't affect, you know, people. So I would disagree with the use of the word gripe. The council, you know, saying that the €3 a week increase is to help with, you know, maintaining South Dublin County Council housing stock, to me, that's totally farcical.
Because, well, they also mentioned response maintenance and relet repairs. In other words, when a house becomes occupied and they're to refit it.
yeah, re-let repairs. Brian or Niall, you'd want to drive around South Dublin County Council then and have a look at how many houses I've ordered up for months and years, you know.
Because they don't have the people to go in and refit them or whatever.
That's not the problem with the people living in the council houses, you know, that way. That's an issue with a cap on employment, you know, the way with the council not being able to hire.
Mind you, Sinn Féin were waffling on yesterday that one of their policies is they're going to have the council building houses and from top to bottom, not just refitting, but building houses to solve the housing crisis. If we can't get people to refit houses, where are we going to get them to build them? But how and ever?
Well, I mean, partly the reason there are no people to refit housing, you know, or houses that South Dublin County Council or any other council across the state have, is an issue that went back to a Fianna Fáil government when they actually took the responsibility of house building away from the local authorities and handed it over to this all umbrella group, you know, while we'll build houses. And so an awful lot of men that would have worked and women that would have worked as plumbers, electricians, carpenters, bricklayers, brickies, carriers.
Yeah, but I think the problem was, I was raised in a council house, so, you know, I lived in Edenmore. But the problem was, and I remember the council, well, it was Dublin Corporation at the time, they sold the houses back to me da and everybody else who lived on the road because they couldn't afford to maintain that many houses. They had just too big of a housing stock.
Yeah, but whose fault was it? They hadn't got the staff. I mean, they haven't got the staff, so why aren't they employing staff, which would make sense?
Well, to employ staff, they need more money. Isn't this the point of what they're saying?
But they should be funded. Do you know that way? I mean, the government and Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, anyone that's gone into coalition, keep rabbiting on about there's money there for housing, there's money there for housing. Well, where is the money? You know, I mean, if they're not building houses, what are the council doing with
the
money?
Well, the government will tell you they are building houses, but not quick enough.
They're not building social houses now. Mm-hmm. There's a very low stock of social houses. And I mean, most young people, even if they're employed, cannot afford Owen Murphy describes as an affordable house, which is 330,000. That is not affordable.
That's not affordable. It's not affordable on an average wage.
On minimum wage, it's not.
This problem for people listening outside Dublin. This is mainly a Dublin problem when we talk about house prices, because obviously Dublin is the most expensive place to buy a house.
The house prices across the country.
Getting back to the €3, Kay. A lot of people listening are going to say, you're in a house that's subsidised by the state. And by the way, I'm not having a go at you. By the way, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't let you have a go at me now, you know, because I'd probably have a go back at you.
All right, okay. But you're in a house that's subsidised by the state. I lived in a house that was subsidised by the state. I think my dad's rent was €3 a week or something at the time back in the 1960s, right? So, you know, whether you're unemployed or on very low income, so you qualify for social housing, you're subsidised by the state. The maximum you're going to pay, I think there was an average maximum mentioned recently from one of the county councils in Dublin, which was 355. They can go up to a cap of 500, but they very rarely ever do that. They don't do it. So 355, people are going to say, hold on a second, I'm buying an apartment, I'm paying a mortgage of 1500 or 1600. Gosh, aren't they lucky to be getting it for 300? And that's the maximum you'll ever pay. Most people are paying nowhere near that, right? And sure, €3 a week is not such a big deal. Sure, that's not even half a pint of beer.
But can I just get back to a point then as well? Okay, you're referring, you know, you lived in a council corporation house. I live in a council corporation house, and that, you know, it's a subsidised rent. But I pay tax. You know, that way, it's not my fault that I'm not earning, you know, top dollar in wage.
Nobody says you are, but you're getting a good rent.
But this attitude of people, you know, that are in social housing are subsidised.
Well, they are subsidised.
I mean, well, then what about the bankers?
Don't do the whataboutery.
If you're talking about people being subsidised.
Let's stick to what we're talking about.
No, if you're talking about people being subsidised,
okay,
or whatever you said, living in social housing, there are many other people that are well subsidised.
Absolutely, but today we're talking about this. Don't do the whataboutery.
I'm just making
and
a
we,
point.
We'll deal with other issues, and we talk about the banks and the disgrace that goes on there, the fact they don't pay enough tax and everything else. Yeah, we talk about all those things, you know, on other shows and other topics. Let's just do what we're dealing today. Social housing is subsidised. It's subsidised by the Exchequer, which in turn is the taxpayer, okay? So, and I know you...
The majority of people are taxpayers.
Well, absolutely, yes. Well, there's 4% unemployment and everybody pays VAT on goods they buy, right? Okay, yeah. So the point is, it is subsidised rent that not everybody gets. Not everybody gets subsidised rent. Private owners or private renters don't get subsidised rent, right? So the point I'm making to you is that it's the argument they're going to make. No, I'm not making this argument. Just giving you the side of the argument that it's only €3. The cost of living has gone up. The cost of hiring people to maintain houses has gone up. The cost of everything has gone up. And according to the council, they haven't put it up in 20 years.
Well, my point to that would be, as you said at the start, you know, the way, just say I was newly moving into a social house, okay? and I have two children, and I have a partner that's working, you know, that we, within the income limits, you know, that you're allowed to go on the list. And then 6 months later, I have a new child. I pay extra on the council for every child you have, you know, that way. So you're actually penalised for having a child on the system.
I didn't know that.
No, well, yeah, I mean, I
understand you're penalised if there's a working adult, and I can understand that, okay?
Yeah, you know.
But when you say you're penalised, so if I'm Mary and I have two kids and I get a council house, and let's say I'm paying 40 euro a week in rent, right? Or a month, I should say, in rent, or what, a week, whatever the hell it is, right?
Well, some of the rents are actually as high as, I had one pensioner on to me, I'll just give you a figure, okay? And her rent is 129 euro a week.
Right.
At the minute. Now, she's a pensioner.
Now, has she got a son?
No, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story.
Okay, tell me the rest.
She has a son on a CE scheme.
Yeah, he's working. Yeah, on a CE scheme.
So
yeah.
I think that's 100 and he's under 20. You know the way there's a different rate. They brought the rate up, but there's a different rate. There's a lower rate, 109, I think it is. So no,
that's gone up now. That went up on the 1st of January. Yeah.
The middle income, the middle age group did. I don't think the lower one did.
Oh, they did, yeah, the under 24s.
Oh, it went up by about 2 or 3. It didn't go up that much.
It went up to 204 euro, the same as the dough.
204 euros?
Yeah, the same as job seekers, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it went up the 1st of January.
Oh, I thought there was three different brackets.
At one stage, once you were under 24, you only got 100 and something quid or whatever it was, 104 quid or something.
I didn't think that
They did away with that, yeah. Once obviously you're dependent on paying mortgages or rents or you're living somewhere, you know, with a pensioner, for example.
Oh, I'll have to check that.
As far as I know, it went up.
The point I'm making is she's not living on her own.
Yeah.
An extra 100 euro or whatever coming into the house a week, okay, when there was no increase in the pensions and social welfare, when the fuel allowance has gone up by, what, 2 euro?
Can I go back to the baby, by the way? So, I didn't find out about the baby.
How
much do they charge you for a baby?
I don't know.
I just want to know. Sorry, Kate.
I don't know.
How much a baby is worth and rents?
It probably depends on the weight of the baby. I don't know.
I didn't know they did that.
I'll tell you how I know that, because I had two children and was quite happy to have a third, you know, that way. And the rent man used to knock on the doors every week. And, of course, I said to him, look, I'm after having the baby. And the following week, he brought me a form to fill in to declare the third child.
Well, you have to change. You have to declare it, obviously, because it changed the circumstances.
But then the rent went up.
Yeah, imagine the rent would go down because you have a bigger, more expense then.
Well, you would, but unfortunately, you know, that's what I'm trying to say.
Can I ask you? It's not a personal question, by the way. You don't have to answer this,
you know,
right?
You have babies, you're penalised. Okay. If you live in a social house, you're being. Okay. I mean, this thing, you know, if you're living in social housing, Niall, and it is to the point of, you know,
there's a lot of wastage in social housing. Okay, either genuinely vulnerable people who need, and we should be giving them more, right? I completely agree with you, right? Okay, but there are others. Like, I know of individuals who are living in social housing. Their mother and father has passed on or whatever else, right? Or their mother has passed on, their father's there and he's a pensioner. And they're living there with their two brothers or whatever. And there's massive amounts of income coming into the house. And the cap on it is whatever for the area. And they're getting basically a bargain living in a house. I know people living on their own in three-bedroom houses in council housing. The whole system is a mess, right? Whereas we have other families who can't get a three-bedroom house. They can only get a two-bedroom house and they've got four kids. So the whole thing needs to be all looked at and changed, right? But now, if I can ask you a personal question, Kay, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, right? Okay. It's not too personal, all right? But, I mean, how much do you pay in rent per month? Do you pay weekly or monthly? You pay weekly, I'm assuming, isn't it?
I would pay weekly.
Okay. And can I ask you how much you pay? You don't have now. You can choose to say to me, Niall, I'm claiming the fifth. I don't have to answer that question.
Well, Niall, I'm claiming the fifth.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough. That's understandable, right? Okay, so there are a lot of people paying different rates.
In fairness, Niall, I didn't come on to speak about my personal.
No, I know, but I think it's important if you're the one protesting as well. I think it is important that we talk about yourself.
Oh no, to some extent, of course it is.
So you're going to protest, and like you're protesting mainly about this 3 euro because Paul Murphy from Rise said it's cruel.
Sorry, who?
Paul Murphy.
Paul Murphy.
Yeah, do you remember him?
Actually, I have a good story about Paul Murphy.
I'd rather you didn't tell me a story about him, unless it's a nice story.
This will tell, because I mean, I'm actually quite sickened sometimes, you know, with the way people go on about, you know, Paul Murphy.
Okay, I tell you, if you're going to tell me a negative story about Paul, I can't have you tell it unless Paul is on the air and give me a right to reply to it, all right? So I'd rather we didn't get on that road, okay?
What? You brought him up.
I know I brought him up. I just said that he said it was cruel. He said it was cruel to charge people an extra 3 euro.
Yeah, but this is the point I'm making.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about, you know, cruelty charge people €3 or whatever. And I mean, in fairness, I had to ask you, you know, did you say Paul Morphy Day? In Dublin South West Housing Group, we have put a call out to, you know, obviously local councillors, local TDs, you know, to attend this protest tonight. And we've got a few replies back. But the only TD that has actually got back to us is Paul.
Okay.
You know, that way, and I mean, he is known for, you know, doing an awful lot of work around the housing kind of in Dublin South West.
Well, he is a socialist, yeah, I understand.
Well, I mean, whether he's a socialist or not, I think it's beside the point. You know, the way, I mean, the point is that he is heavily involved.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is,
Paul is a good guy to represent people, you know, on his own agenda and their agenda as well. I understand
very
that.
I'll just put it out there. I'll be very interested tonight when I do go to my
see if he arrives.
You know. Oh, no, to see does the like of John Le Hart arrive, the like, okay. You know, does Colin Brophy arrive, you know, does any Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Greens, any TD is more than welcome tonight now.
Okay, I've just been given information, right, online, okay, and this is factual information. It appears that there are deductions for children in council housing, not that you are actually charged for the children, and children's allowance is deducted from the rent assessment, for rent assessment purposes.
Benefit, yeah, child benefit was never included in the rent assessment. No, yeah. That was never.
So here's the thing. If you have a child, you're now getting an extra 100 and whatever, 29, whatever his children's allowance is these days. Anyway, so...
But how much does it cost to feed and clothe a child now?
Yeah, no, I know, but we all have to do that, Kate. That's a fact of life. If you decide,
oh, I know.
And with the greatest respect, if you decide to have a child, that's your own business. You know, I mean...
I totally understand.
Yeah, but you do get... I mean, you the state are giving you £129 a month for having a kid. So, you know what I mean? Okay, but getting back to... See, now, if we look, Kate, for example, at going... There was a big story in the paper there recently that the councils are... Oh, this is one, by the way, one city council, is owed more than £32.8 million by tenants. The largest sum ever owed to any local authority in unpaid rents.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
15% of the principal earner's weekly income, which extends to €32 if it's a single person, and 64 if it's a couple, by the way. That's the rent in Dublin City area, right? Okay, so £32.8 million. 24,000 tenants are not paying their rent. Now, if those people paid their rent, if everybody did what they were supposed to do, you wouldn't be having South Dublin County Council saying, give us an extra £3. Do you know what I mean? Because they have to get the money from somewhere.
No, you understand they have to get the money from somewhere.
But it seems that quite a lot of people, tenants, are not paying their rent.
I mean, that figure that Dublin Council put out about rent arrears, I mean...
32 million. 32.8 million, actually. Yeah.
I always have the... attitude, though, I mean, it's quite easy to generalise about people that might have rent arrears in any situation, you know, whether it's private, whether it's...
But 24,400 people have rent arrears in one council area.
In the private sector, there are people that have rent arrears
In the private sector, if you don't pay your mortgage or don't pay your rent to a landlord, you're out in your ear.
No, but the point I'm making now is there is always different situations.
No, and I understand. And you know, and people who are vulnerable, and the council have said this, if you're vulnerable and you're in a very bad situation, come forward, tell us your situation. Let's see if we can work it out and do something. The same as you would with your bank if your mortgage was in arrears and you're in a bad situation. But in saying that, 24,000 people are in arrears and do nothing about it. That's in one council area. Now, if the point I'm making, Kay, is if they paid their rent on time, if people, and those 24,000 people are not in bad situations, right? Some of them are, maybe. Not all of them.
Well, I wouldn't generalise and say...
Some of them are. Some of them are, but they're not all in bad. You can't be telling me 24,000 people are in a situation where they can't pay a subsidised rent.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, so I'm just saying if they all paid it, you wouldn't have to go out in the streets tonight.
Yeah, but there are individuals have different circumstances.
Absolutely. You know, not 24,000 of them.
So, I mean, my point would be, well, then contact them people. You know, sit down, talk to the people. You know, find out exactly what is their situation.
The problem is they don't evict anybody. They can't evict people.
But why aren't they talking to people?
Oh, but there's no threat of eviction. That's the real problem is that if somebody goes into a council house and doesn't pay the rent, there doesn't seem to be any threat of eviction. So there's no reason for them to actually pay it.
That article that you're quoting there, there was actually a call.
Four evictions.
There was a call.
And only two of them were actually evicted.
Well, then...
And one of them produced, from what I remember from the article, I don't remember, so don't quote me on this, but one of them owed €27,000 and produced it in cash the following week. So it just goes to show you that, it just goes to show you, there are people gaming that system knowing that they won't be chucked out of the house. So I'm just saying to you, if everybody pay the rent and play the part on what is a very low rent, generally speaking, for what people compared to what people pay in mortgages and rent, private rental, well, then you wouldn't be charged the extra €3, okay? So maybe should you not be saying, let's campaign to encourage people to pay their rent on time?
But you see, whether people pay their rent or don't pay their rent is not a concern about raising rents at the minute. Raising rents at the minute is going to affect people I know. Pensioners that live on their own, right, that can barely afford, Niall, to heat their home or feed themselves, that are trying to struggle from week to week, and €3 is going to be a bloody lot for a pension.
I would agree with you.
You know that.
And I do agree with you completely that if you are going to put in this rent increase, I do believe the pensioners should be left alone. There should be a cap put on the rent.
Do you know that way? And I mean, so...
I'm not disagreeing with the ratio of pensioners. Mind you, pensioners who are in what they call a multi-person household, i.e. they might have a son or a daughter living with them who's working, I don't have any sympathy then. Because then, you know, they should be paying.
No, but the point I'm making, Niall, is it's going to hit the most vulnerable, the hardest. So they have this sweeping measure now being rolled out. You know, that way, without any, as you said, what kind of system, you know, just generalises, you know.
Yeah, I know, I'm not disagreeing with you on the pensioner who lives alone. They shouldn't be touched or harmed. Mind you, they do get a discount of €10 a week anyway.
Then you have...
You know about that, Kay, don't you? The pensioners get a discount of €10 a week.
It's a discount of €10 a yeah. week okay. off their rent if they're living on their own.
On their own. And that's fair enough, because if they're living with somebody else who's working or claiming a benefit, well, then should they have more money coming into the house, and that person should be paying. By the way, somebody says here, tell that woman that my property tax went up 15% by Limerick County Council because people are refusing to pay their council rents. So there's a knock-on effect to that, isn't there? You know what I mean?
The Limerick property tax went up because people are refusing to pay their rent.
The Limerick property tax for private owners went up because people in council areas weren't paying their rent. In other words, because the council are not taking in enough money, they had to take more property tax off people in private rental accounts or private
ownership. Well, I mean,
I'm sure
like in Dublin South West, I'm sure in Limerick and other council areas around the state, there are people, as you were saying, your dad got a chance to buy his house, you know, that way. Mm. So you pay, I mean, even though it's bought from the council, you pay property tax, you know, the way on that house.
Of course,
as well.
Yeah.
You know, the way. So there are just say, for example, if my house, I bought my house, right? And so I will be paying property tax, you know, that way, even though it's an ex-council house. I mean, I'd say there's many houses, you know, that were ex-council that are paying property tax as well.
Oh, I know. That's because the person owns the house now. It's their responsibility. Okay, but just finally, Kay, anyway. So you're going out tonight. If anybody wants to go up and support you, you'll be outside the office of South Dublin County Council at about 8 o'clock or so. You're going to be there all night in your little sleeping bags and whatever else. And maybe if somebody could go up and entertain you and keep you warm, that'd be great.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. All right. And it's mainly about the €3 a week. You believe that it's not taking into consideration people who are vulnerable and those who just cannot afford the extra €3 a week. Listen, Kay, nice talking to you, Kay. Thanks very much indeed. All right.
Okay, thanks.
See you. Kay Keane, who's a member of the Dublin South West Housing Action Group. Let me know what you think. A lot of people not agreeing with Kay. Do you agree that the council should be allowed to put the rent up? Now, the council said they haven't put the rent up in 20 years. It's only €3 a week. And they're saying the reason why is because the cost of maintenance has gone up. The cost of everything has gone up. And they need to put the rent up. It can't stay at the same price for the rest of, you know, forever and eternity. But the locals in the area are objecting to it. They say that it's cruel. Paul Murphy said it's cruel.
Jesus, any company in Ireland or around the world that was allowed to run up a debt of €32 million would be gone out of business. And they're a joke. They shouldn't be running a bat. Never mind a council. Disgraceful. Get them out.
Well, the problem is, Morrison, I get what you're saying, all right. You know, and I would be aware of people who work in probably that department. It's very difficult to get the arrears off people if they won't pay it. And you don't have the same option that a private company or a private landlord or a mortgage or a banker or whatever would have of evicting them, because that's so difficult to do. Out of all those 25,000 people who didn't pay or haven't been paying their rent, or 24,400, only 4 cases actually went to court, and only 2 of them were actually evicted. And that, even that, those particular 2, they would probably appeal it. So it's impossible to get people out of houses.
Niall, that lady is saying the rent goes up when you have a child. You also get extra children's allowance, so you get it that way as well.
Well, yes, I did point that out to her. And as Damo actually rightly points out, €140 a month extra children's allowance plus €140 extra dough money a month for every child dependent now. So that's over €280 a month extra, says Damo. And says clearly, given out that she's whinging about having to pay extra. I didn't know you had to pay extra, by the way, if there's an extra child in the house. But there you go. But it is evenly balanced by the fact, or if not more balanced by the fact, that you get a lot more money for having an extra child. She's giving out about €3 a week. She won't answer what she's paying. She's nitpicking about children's allowance. She's entitled as they come. And her person says, oh God. You don't have a lot of sympathy at all. €3 increase a week on social housing is nothing. Those protesting against this should count themselves lucky that half their income is not towards a mortgage that you should renege on. You will end up leaving your family homeless. The typical want everything for nothing moan, and then their rent goes up a couple of euro a week. Sweet Jesus, Niall, get her off the air. I'm just playing. I'm just reading them out as they come in here, by the way. Does anybody support them? Is that Clondalkin or Tallaght where the lady will be tonight now? Please ask. Well, she's gone off the air now, so I can't find out. Now, my property tax went up 15% in Limerick. Yeah, we have that one already. Now, the way you go on about pensioners is a joke. Pensioners are the wealthiest group in the country. That's a bit of a generalisation. And just finally, now, that woman is talking the biggest load of deep I've ever heard in my life. And I work full-time, 6 days a week, and I earn 24,000 a year. I'm paid €1,000 a month in rent, and it costs me 300 to travel to Arklow to Dublin for my job, which leaves me with just over 400 a month to pay the bills and feed myself. And I would love to be living in an effing house. And I was paying next to nothing. That woman is talking the biggest load of shite I've ever heard in my life. All right, okay. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing. Let me go to James. James, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you. And I was listening to that lady there, all right. I was only watching an RT1 news the other day, and they were talking to 2 young girls. They're living in an apartment in Dublin, and they're paying close on 2,000 a month now.
Mm-hmm.
2 working young girls, and I'd say they'd be very happy to have a council house now.
That would be the average price of an apartment in Dublin for 2-bedroom apartments.
It's only a small apartment, apparently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a very small rise after all those years now. To be complaining about that, it seems ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Yeah. 20 years since they put an increase, and it's €3 a week.
And, of course, the very important thing about a council house now is you practically own it. You have such security of tenure.
But here's the thing. If they haven't done this in 20 years, right... Now, a lot of people who are in council housing would be unemployed. A lot would might just be on low income, right? But if you're unemployed, for example, and you haven't had an increase in rent in 20 years, your job seekers or your dole in 20 years has probably doubled.
Oh, yes, it would have now.
Yeah. So €3 a week is not a huge amount to ask.
And also, you know, I mean, there's enormous arrears that are there now. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's probably part of the reason they have to try and increase.
By the way, that €32 million is just one council area.
Well, Cork City Council would have arrears as well now.
Oh, of course they do, yeah.
Cork City Council has arrears as well. They wouldn't be quite as big as that, thank God. But
no, €32 million. Jesus.
And they don't. These people won't engage with the council because
they don't care.
Available now.
If I had a council house, there's no encouragement for me to pay the rent. Nobody cares because I'm not going to get thrown out of it.
People who are engaged even in antisocial behaviour won't be put out of their council houses. They're kind of literally untouchable, really, now.
Isn't it shocking, but that in one council area, nearly 25,000 tenants are behind in their rent?
I will see. That's bad news because, I mean, it casts a bad kind of a look on the other good tenants then as well now.
And if they all pay the rent, you wouldn't have to put the rise up.
It kind of paints a picture of the people who do pay their rent getting painted maybe with the same brush. But I must say that €3 is very small after all those years now. I mean, a lot of private tenants, if that's all they had to put up with now, €3 rise and have that kind of security of tenure. I mean, those girls now the other day now, they were in the apartment, they were only there as long as the landlord would leave them there.
Yeah.
And tomorrow morning he could get them notice and they'd have to go.
Yeah.
And then they'll find themselves in trouble, you know. Whereas if you're a council tenant, as I said, you're nearly as good as a person who owns a house.
Oh, well, you know, you are. You're in it for life.
Oh, yes, unless you do something appalling.
Well, set us on fire or something like that, yeah. I mean, you're in it for life unless you do something really horrible.
And then, of course, unlike with a person who has their own house, you would be getting a new house again if there was a fire.
Yeah. Okay, well, stay there, James, because Billy, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Billy?
How are you, Niall?
You disagree with this rise.
Yeah, well, now, listen, I can't speak of what Dublin County Council or Dublin Corporation or what way they set their rents, but from my own experience, I'm a corporation tenant in County Louth. The rent is assessed on the income into the house. It's a certain percentage.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
With a cap. There's a cap on it.
No, there's no cap on it.
There is. There's a cap in every council area.
There's not.
Okay, all right. What council area are you in again? I'll tell you what the cap is.
When I was unemployed in County Louth, I was paying €25 a week. I've gone on to the I'm self-employed at the moment. My rent went from 25 to 80.
Right, but you are self-employed.
I am self-employed. Yeah. I'm not saying I've no objections to paying it, but what I'm saying is, as far as I'm aware, there's no cap on what rent I can pay.
Okay, let me just clarify that then. What council area are you in?
I'm in County Louth. It's Drogheda Borough Council or Dundalk Borough Council. I don't know.
We'll take it that it's Drogheda, right? Okay, or whatever, yeah. Okay. And I'll get Alina to have a look here now and see what the cap is. But because I know the cap in Dublin, for example, in most of the council areas is 500, but nobody has ever gone to the cap. The actual highest payment that's been paid in Dublin, as far as we're aware, is 355 a month.
Well, I know I was the highest paying tenant in Drogheda.
Well, you must be earning good money then.
Two or three. I'm not earning huge money by any
means. You must be earning something if they're charging you 80 quid a week. Which, 80 quid a week, by the way, talk to somebody who's renting a house or has a mortgage. 80 quid a week is a joy.
Oh, no, I understand that.
Well, then stop complaining about it.
What I'm saying, I'm not complaining. You're sticking words in my mouth now. I said I've no...
Yeah, you're agreeing with these people protesting.
I'm agreeing with them for the simple reason. It sounds very like, oh, look, rents are going high, let's throw another three
quid. No, it doesn't sound like that at all to me.
They're behaving like private landlords.
No, they're not. Hold on. It's the first rise in 20 years.
Well then, Dublin County Council does it completely different than everyone else, because in Louth, our rent is reviewed every 12 months. We get forms, fill them in,
hang on. Everybody does that based on personal circumstances. This is a general increase for everybody across the board.
My rent has actually gone up every year since I moved into the house, which was 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's because you're probably earning money now.
I wasn't. I was unemployed for a long time.
Yeah, well, I don't know what way your council works, okay? But this council has put it up €3 for the first time in 20 years.
It's a percent.
And you're telling me you support the people who are protesting against it?
I do. If they come around and say your income has gone up by X amount, we're charging you X amount.
No. Their income has gone up, essentially, because if you are on low salary, or if you're unemployed, you would be on low salary, you would probably be on a family income supplement. If you're unemployed, you're on social benefits, right? Your money has gone up over the last 20 years.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I
mean, so they have to put the rent up.
Yes, but are they doing it in... Like, they don't actually sound like... To be honest, it should be going up more. To be totally honest.
Ah, jeez. You're mixing me up now, Billy.
I know. Look,
you're trying to upset me today.
Why are they not following their own rules? Their own rules state...
No, their own rules state that you base the rent on somebody's income or you base it on their personal circumstances, right? But every now and again, they'll have an increase for everybody because they have to cover the rising costs of maintenance, refits, the housing stock. And it's €3. It's not much to ask.
It's the thin end of the wedge.
Ah, jeez. James, are you listening to this fella? My brain is starting to fry.
When did the government, councils or corporations ever do anything and backtrack on it? We're only going up €3. And next
James,
year we're
help
going
me here,
four,
will you?
And next year we're only going up €5. We have a... What's the levy we have that was only been introduced for to give us a bailout while the country doesn't... You know, anything that... Once they get it through once, it becomes the norm.
Yeah, but look at you. Look how lucky you are. And I don't mean that... I'm not being that in a condescending manner. €80 a week... For rent.
I do appreciate that.
Okay.
Yes,
and are you married? Have you got kids?
Married, two grown up kids.
How old are the kids?
One is 29, one is 21.
And it's a 3-bedroom house?
It's a 3-bedroom house.
Just you and the missus in it?
I'm merely talking about the kids at home at the minute. I had more when I was...
Okay, but yeah, it's just you and the missus in the house now, is it?
No, the two boys are still there. There's four of us in the house.
And are the two lads unemployed?
One of them is, one of them isn't.
So his... Well, okay, now we're adding fuel to the fire here. So then there's another wage coming into the house as well?
Yes,
Yeah. And is your missus working?
No.
All right, okay. But so, well, she is. She's working in the home, right? But, yeah. Okay, so you have another wage coming. Well, she's not really, no, because the lads are growing up now, so she doesn't have to be working in the home. She can go get a job if she wants to. Okay, now, so the lads, one of the lads is paying, obviously. Is he giving you a few quid towards the rent?
He is.
So there's two grown ass men bringing money into the house, and you're whinging about 80 quid.
Who's whinging, Niall? As I said,
you are. You're agreeing with this lot.
I'm agreeing that
should be on the air saying to me, Niall, the cheek of them. I'm so lucky, Niall. I only pay €80 a week, Niall. There's two of us in the house bringing in a heap of money. God bless all those people who are paying private rent and mortgages.
I agree with all that, but what I'm saying to you, Niall, is I disagree with just a job lot increase.
Should we then turn around to the banks and say you can't increase the interest rates, as somebody rightly pointed out, because unfortunately people who are paying a mortgage every now and again, the interest rate might rise. So we all have to pay a bit extra.
I have my own bugbear with banks. So that's
What do you do for a living, Billy?
I work in construction.
Ah, you're out the door. I say you have a nice little wage coming in. You're a very lucky man, Billy. And as most people are, by the way, if you happen to have a council house and you're bringing in good money. To be honest with you, council house should only be for people who are in distress with money. I don't think Billy sounds like he's any kind of distress. Him and a grown-ass adult in the house working with him as well. I think it's time to get out there and get yourself a private house and private rent and pay a mortgage, Billy. Maybe that's too late in your life for that. I don't know how old you are. Dublin City Council is probably the most expensive council area in the country because obviously property prices are the higher, the cost of maintenance is the highest, etc., right? So, the average being paid, and this is the end of 2018 figures, for Dublin City Council area is £64.76 per week. That's the average, right? Some people are paying a lot less, some people are paying a lot more, depending if there's a lot of people working in the home. The most that is ever paid by anybody, right? Now, forget about the caps and everything else, right? The most that has ever been paid by anybody. Now, this could be somebody in an extremely large house, maybe a 4 or 5 bedroom house, because the city council do have 5 bedroom houses. They do have 4 bedroom houses. They wouldn't have a huge stockpile of them, but they do have them. And it might multiple adults working in the house, right? So you would have maybe, you know, mother and kids. The father might be working, and you would have 3 or 4 kids all working as well, possibly. So with multiple adults, the most being paid is £237 a week. That's the most anybody has paid. That would be exceptional. So if you even take that, that's still less than €1,000 for a huge house, probably, with multiple adults working in it. That is bizarre. Like, you heard Billy there a minute ago. So he's working, self-employed, he's in construction, he's earning a wedge, and he's got a son working, 29, in the house, living in the house, and he's paying €80 a week. I mean, I don't know, but I think we do, I mean, with the greatest respect to Billy and everybody else, I think we kind of take the piss a little bit. For my thinking on social housing, and always has been when it came to social housing, is that you are entitled to a social house, and you should be if your circumstances are pretty bleak, or you can't afford to live, or you can't afford a rent or a mortgage. And absolutely, we should look after you. Your absolute right should be to have somewhere to live and a decent place for your children to grow up in. But when you've outlived that house and your children move on, and it's just you or you and your husband there, and you're in a 3 or 4 bedroom house, you should also be moved on. Now, the council should accommodate you if you've still no money and put you into, say, a nice one-bedroom apartment or a nice two-bedroom house, and then make that three-bedroom house available for a family. Because in this country at the moment, there are so many families with 3 kids stuck in a 2-bedroom house that the council have given them. Then you have somebody else on their own in a 3-bedroom house. The whole thing makes no sense. You have people out there absolutely slaughtered, who are only earning about £35,000 a year, trying to pay £1,600 a week or a month in rent, in private rental. Meanwhile, you've got somebody else who just happens to qualify for council housing, getting it for £60 a week. There's a whole unfairness in society, and we need to sort it out. And then we have people whinging over €3. Rebecca, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Rebecca?
Hi, Niall. No, I don't have a problem with the €3. I'm actually very surprised to hear that there's a protest about this, to be honest.
Are you in that council area, by the way?
I'm in a council house, yeah. I'm in Clondalkin, so yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. So, yeah, so there'll be a €3 increase across the board, and it's obviously because they haven't put the rents, you know, overall up over the last 20 years. So they.
Well, that's not true either, because I've been in the house since 2005 and it's gone up every single year.
Right, okay, but is that due to your circumstances?
It's due to circumstances, yeah, but it's also to do with them. They have put the rent up within the last 20 years. That's not true.
All right, okay. And are you living on your own with kids, or have you, are you got a partner, or what, what's your personal circumstance, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I live on my own in the house.
Right, with the kids.
No, I've no kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've no kids. Just you're single. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was just an assumption on my behalf. Sorry about that. Okay. And is it, what is it? A one bed, two bed? What is it?
It's a three bedroom house, but it's a family home. So it's, I'm not going to go into the circumstances of my living arrangement. I'm just not going to go there. But I don't agree with the increase of €3.
I don't need you to go into the your personal circumstances, but it is concerning when I hear somebody's living on their own in a three bedroom house.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it is, but I don't...
That's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. Our South Dublin County Council, there's plenty of people like me.
So you're a single person living in a three-bedroom house, and meanwhile we've got families in two-bedroom houses or living in hotel rooms who can't get a house.
That's not my problem.
No, and you're right, and it's not your problem, Rebecca, and I'm not making it personal, but
But it's true, Niall. It's actually true. It's a fact.
Right. And... the rents that you pay, are you okay with paying the rent that you pay? Do you work, by the way? Are you working yourself, or are you?
Yeah, I'm working, yeah.
All right, okay. And the rent that you pay, is it a large proportion of your salary, or would it be a high rent in comparison? The average is 64. So with that...
Yeah, no, it's because I'm working.
Oh, we've lost her. Oh, we've lost her. Are you still there, Rebecca? Okay, we've lost Rebecca's line. We've got to go to break anyway. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0000. Are you still there, Rebecca?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, Niall.
I lost you. You must have dropped your phone into your handbag or something. Did you? Right, okay, so you were telling me, are you happy enough? I mean, the average rent is €64 across the city, right? Well, across Dublin City Council. So I'm assuming it's probably in and around that area. Would you be paying a large proportion of your weekly salary towards your rent?
Yeah, I pay enough. Like, it's a council house. You'd be surprised what you pay in a council house.
Oh, I know that. Depending on your circumstances. Yeah, some people get it cheaper than others depending on your circumstances. But you're working, which would be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would it be a large percentage of your salary?
Yeah, it would be quite a bit now. In fairness, I have to work to pay for my home.
Okay. All right, but it's not. At least it's not a mortgage or a private rent, which would be probably three times as much or four times as much.
Exactly, no. I feel sorry for the people that actually have to pay like the likes of $1,700 a month for private rent. That's why I'm kind of annoyed listening to this, because €3, like, in fairness, like, I just don't understand people that are going to go up and protest about this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mean to disrespect the people who are protesting, but your argument would be beggars can't be choosers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and another point I just want to make, Niall. They're saying that the €3 increase is for maintenance. I pay maintenance for my own home. It takes them a very, very long time to come out and do something if there's something wrong or you need something fixed.
Well, yeah, but you might do that, Rebecca, but a lot of people do take advantage of that. And you know, in fairness, okay, so you'll pay for your own stuff to get it fixed if needs be, although there is rules about that in the council house, but you generally will pay your own stuff. But there are people who will literally call them out to change a light bulb.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, listen, thanks for that. Thanks very much indeed, Rebecca. Appreciate it, okay. I just still do find it surprising, and I don't know Rebecca's personal circumstances, and I don't want to delve into them. She has her own reasons for that. But I find it shocking that you have one single person living in a three-bedroom house and a working person living in a three-bedroom house supplied by the council. Isn't this all part of the problem? I'm not saying Rebecca's part of the problem, but the actual distribution of houses and the way we distribute houses on the council is actually part of the problem. Hi, Niall. I'm like Rebecca. I lived on my own in a three-bedroom house, but my parents left me the family home in the will. Yeah, but that's a private house. Rebecca's in a council house. Your parents couldn't have left you a council house in the will unless they owned it. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. By the way, clarify that for me, will you, texter who texts in there? I'm assuming you're living in a private house because your parents couldn't have left you a council house in the will because they don't own it to leave it to you. Thomas, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Thomas?
Hey, Thomas. How you doing, Niall? Now, Niall, I just want to say something. 12% of the income of the house, regardless whether it's adults or... You understand me? Now, I'm visually impaired. I live in a one-bedroom council house.
Right,
one,
okay.
You know, one.
Yeah.
And my rent is 30 euros and 60
a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Now, I'm an old age pensioner.
Okay.
Visually impaired. Now, everywhere I go, I have to get taxis.
Okay.
So,
Can I ask you why you have to? I know you're visually impaired. You're not blind, Thomas, are you? No.
I'm visually impaired. No.
Okay, so what if you don't be asking? What can you see? Can you see?
I can't see very much now at the moment. I'm totally blind in my right eye, and my left eye went in 2006 while I was walking away.
Right. So your vision is very limited.
Oh, very, very limited.
Okay, and when you say you have to get a taxi?
Well, my back and my legs are humped as well. And,
I'm
just trying to explain to you.
No, okay, and by the way, do you get anything for that? I mean, from social welfare, do you get any...
Nothing whatsoever at all.
Because I know somebody who's on disability and they keep their taxi receipts or their taxi bills are paid for by the social welfare.
Well, if you're going to go into that, then everybody's going to be... living off the state, you understand me?
Yeah, no, I've no gripe with you, Thomas. What you have, you deserve.
I could do that.
No, I'm just saying, you're telling me about your personal circumstance, you pay €30 a week, you're in a one-bedroom apartment, you're visually impaired and you're a pensioner. I've no problem with that, and you deserve the home you have.
But you're also giving out about people living in a three-bedroom house.
On their own. Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be given that house. That would have been given to their mother and father years ago.
But should be taken off them, so.
But then, if you're going to take them off, you've got to put them somewhere.
Yeah, well, put them in a... Well, let's build a load of one-bedroom apartments and stick them in them.
Where is the one-bedroom apartments?
I'm just saying, we could build blocks of one-bedroom apartments quicker than we could build three-bedroom houses.
See, you're starting to sound like the politicians.
I'm not.
We know what we could. There's no point in
having one person living in a three-bedroom house if they've inherited it off their mother and father or something, and it's belonged to the council. That's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Well, no. They paid for it.
What do you mean they've paid for it?
You can't inherit the council.
No, they've passed it on. In other words, the kid is still... I know somebody in that situation, Ringsend, living in a four-bedroom house on his own. His mother and father are dead years.
Oh, well, that's wrong.
Yeah, of course it's wrong.
I understand it's wrong, but...
And the same when you have, you know, a pensioner, for example, right?
Yeah.
And their kids have moved on, maybe moved away to Australia, or they're living in England, or they're living down the country, whatever. Yeah. And they're in a three-bed house on their own. Sure, that's ridiculous.
I understand. Well, then it's the council's... job to get them another apartment, another place.
Yeah, I agree with you. So let's encourage. I'm not saying we boot them out in the street, by the way. No one would ever suggest
that.
But I mean, that's a house that could be used for a family. Because remember, you don't own a council house.
I know, but you see, here's the thing nowadays with the council. You're talking about the council. The council, do you remember years ago when if you had a burst boiler or something, you'd get a plumber in from the county council?
Yeah.
No, there's none of that. None of that.
So what, you pay for it yourself?
It's all leased out to somebody else.
Oh, I know. It's subcontracted, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, well, that's because they just don't have enough workers in the council.
Well, everything is counted. Everything nowadays.
Yeah, but the point is, if your boiler goes tomorrow, Thomas, you don't have to pay for it.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I'm just trying to explain. If they had their workers there, would it not save them? Would it not be cheaper than to have... two or three plumbers there.
Well, I don't know the way the councils operate. I know there was an embargo on employing people many years ago, and I don't know the way the councils operate, but maybe, I don't know whether it's cheaper or whether it's more beneficial to have subcontractors doing it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't work in a council. But Thomas, I've no gripe with you. But Thomas, do you object, to say these in this particular council area of an increase of €3 a week?
No, I don't.
No. I don't think anybody does.
No,
but they're out protesting over it.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to come on for to talk? What's wrong with noise today? It's a crazy one.
No, it's not a crazy one. I think there's nothing wrong with charging them an extra €3 a week.
No, of course not. But I'll be honest with you. I don't think there's going to be very many people. I think the woman might be on her own out there. I cannot see very many people. Maybe her own.
See, Thomas, what I did say, you know, and I understand the way the council system works, and you, Thomas, because you've just described your circumstances to me, and I have no doubt but to believe you, Thomas, sound to me like somebody who is deserving of entitlement from the system. You're deserving to be looked after by the state because you're in a position where you can't work yourself. And I understand that. I have no issue with that. Nobody would have any issue with that. That's what the system is there for. That's why we have a social system. Stay there, because I want to go to Sinead as well. Sinead, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sinead?
Hiya, how are you?
Sinead, you bought your house from the council.
Yeah, we rented it obviously for a long time, and then just got in the position where we could buy it.
So to be damn many years ago.
Yeah, so we were just very fortunate.
And you would have got a good deal on it too, probably.
It was one of the schemes that they had brought in the last kind of, like, it wasn't that long ago, but in the last kind of 5 years, they tried to push, especially in housing estates, for people to try and buy their own house.
Yeah.
Because it is an opportunity.
Well, it does, for the council, it reduces the bill long term because they don't have to maintain it anymore.
Yeah.
It's up to you to maintain it now.
The ones that are in, you know, that are part of normal housing estates now, that you can't buy those. We were very lucky. So.
And what do you say to people who are, you know, giving out about €3 extra on the rent?
I just say, oh my God, just pay it because you're so lucky. Yeah. I know loads of people who are trying to get houses and they're paying €1,200 a month rent and they don't have the income and their families and really struggling and waiting on council housing and
we can't
get it. Yeah. And it's not because they're not working, they are working, but they're just not, they're not big earners and they can't save because their rent is so high and it's just a mess really.
The whole system is a mess.
But I do
believe the government are partly responsible, Sinead, without a shadow of a doubt. But I do also believe that people are responsible too. I think there's greed out there too.
Oh yeah, of course there is. I mean, people are so entitled that they think that everything should be fixed and they shouldn't have to do anything. It's not their responsibility. You're living in the house. Mm-hmm. Mind your house. Be grateful that you got a house.
Yeah.
And say, you know, because
and be thankful that you're not paying a mortgage of €1,600 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
You're happy in your nappy paying £40 a week, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and what was your rent, Sinead, before you bought it? Can you remember?
It was €98.
And that a month or a week?
A week.
Okay, did you have a partner working or were you working?
My husband works. Okay, all right.
That's why it was a little bit higher because he was working, yeah.
Yeah, and he works full time and... Yeah.
But then if he's working full time, 98 a week is not really a bad deal, sure it's not.
No, it's not. And everyone struggles to pay their rent, but I certainly wouldn't have been able to afford €1,200 a month.
Does it shock you that 25,000 people in one council area haven't paid their rent?
Well, I think it's just...
32 million owed.
I can't believe to the amount of money we need in the country for other things and... In that way, it's just crazy.
I can't believe that the council actually allow it to get that high, but unfortunately there's a system whereby people can't be put out of their houses.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I won't say names, but there's plenty of people in our house state that shouldn't be in their houses. They're dealing, there's more ambulances and police cars at their houses every weekend. And
antisocial behaviour.
Completely.
And have you ever complained? Have you ever kind of reported it?
Oh yeah, the whole estate has.
And nothing's done about it?
No.
I thought if you got 3 reports or something like that, you were out the gap, like.
Oh yeah, but sure, I took that when I signed in my agreement and took it as... gospel. You know that
you would imagine it would be gospel that if people complain about you that you're out.
Yeah, I behave.
You're making a ticky yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, right. I'm like a big gospel, I did what I was supposed to do. Everyone else just went, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So are you paying back a mortgage now because you obviously, did you borrow money then to buy the house? Or was it?
Yeah, well, we through the council.
Right. Oh, okay, so you borrowed it through the council.
The mortgage. Yeah.
All right, okay. And do you own it yet or when will you own it?
20 years.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Look, at the end of it, we have it. So.
Yeah, and you have an investment there and you have something to pass on to your kids as well if you want to. Yeah. All right, listen, Sinead, thanks very much indeed. Appreciate it. Okay, loads of people texting in, by the way. I'm going to play a few messages in a few minutes from WhatsApp. Richie, by the way, says the council are looking for €3 a week from tenants who aren't paying their rent to begin with. If they made sure that everyone paid their dues and arrears in the first place, the council could probably afford to reduce the rent. Absolutely, yeah. I would completely agree with you. Let me just go to Jason. You're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jason?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Jason.
I have a council house and I think £3 increase, it's people should be thanking their lucky stars. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, my rent is 100. I got married about a year ago and my wife moved in with me and it doubled. I mean, I was paying 50 and I went up to 100 because she was working. So even 100 euros a week is very reasonable, I think, compared to what I could be paying if I was living.
Yeah, because you've got income coming into the house. Yeah.
I mean, she was living in another part of the city before she moved in with me, obviously, and her rent for her house privately was €1,000 a month.
Yeah.
And she had to get that together. But, I mean, so 4 weeks' rent is 400. There's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah,
so I'm
absolutely.
Extremely lucky. I mean, there was recently a person up in the up by me who was rent was 15 euros a week, and he wasn't paying it, and he was complaining that he was getting evicted, and he was protesting outside the council hall.
I'd personally take him, and if he was only if his rent was only 15 quid, and he wasn't paying it, I'd personally go up and take him out of the house.
Yeah, yeah,
and but he, that's crazy.
The arrears had gone to nearly 2,000, and the council were trying to come to some agreement, and he was still complaining that he was being evicted and the rent was too much.
Oh my!
I mean, 15 euros a week, was that 250 a day or something?
Well, so there's people listening to the radio today, and they'd say, "God, I'd love to be paying 15 euro a week for somewhere to live."
Yeah, and it was a love. It was a nice house because
it was a house, not just an apartment. It was a house.
No, no, no. It was a 2-3 bedroom house.
15 quid a week.
15 quid a week.
And what, can you remember what was the circumstances? Was he unemployed? Or yeah, he was, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, he was unemployed.
And did he have anyone else living in the house?
I think he had a partner living with him as well.
She unemployed too?
Yep.
Okay, and any kids?
I can't remember now, but okay. I actually can't remember. But there was
so there was two of them getting benefits in the house, anyway.
And the rent, he wasn't paying the rent.
15
and
quid.
He was protesting outside the council's house, or the council offices in the north side of the city.
That's yeah. Somebody should have come out and just got him arrested.
I mean, when my wife moved in, we went to the council, showed her pay slips, she had to go and actually meet them. And that's what you're supposed to do if someone comes into the house. They actually have to be interviewed.
Yep.
And if someone comes into the house, they actually have no rights for, I think it's 2 or 3 years
yep.
in that house. Because the council told me what was happening was parents were getting their sons or their nephews being moved into the house, and suddenly, a month later, the parents were being put in nursing homes, and they were suddenly getting the house. So that's why they bought in. They couldn't have any rights to the house for 2 years.
Yeah, because I'm aware of people whose parents have died and they're still living in the council house.
Yeah.
And they're working. You know what I mean? It's bizarre. Well,
I have to be honest, though, it was my mother's house, but I was living there all my life. And we were paying rent. And when I passed away, I was still living there. So I was extremely lucky. I know I was lucky. And I met this woman, this girl, and we got married, and she's living there now. But like I said, our rent is on my wages and her wages.
Okay, and that's the way it should be. Listen, thanks for that, okay? And the point you're making is people should be thankful for what they're getting. I mean, realistically, because the state is paying for it. Now, some of the WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in as well.
Hi, Niall. So just listen to that woman there. So there's nearly 33 million owed in rent. But yes, we have to pay our property tax through our PRSI or whatever way it comes out of us. Why can't they take it off the social welfare or something like that? Thanks, Niall. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good point. You could get an attachment on the social welfare payment is what you're trying to say, essentially.
Niall, just to say that, yes, I'm sure social welfare has gone up, but every single time it goes up, your rent also goes up. Just to add that. Thanks.
Yeah, I did actually mention that at the start of the show, and that's the reason the rent goes up, is because obviously the income coming into the house goes up, and that's the whole point, is it not to the same extent, obviously.
Hiya, Niall. That fella Billy just sums up everything about this country. Moaning how hard they have it and how tight everything is. Laughing at us all, really. I'd like to have a look at his passport and see how many holidays he had in the last 12 months. I mean, would the trip to come out then, Niall? Cheers.
All right, yeah, yeah. Whining and moaning when they have it, and they have it lucky, I suppose, compared to most people.
Niall, I actually can't believe what I'm hearing from some of these people on the radio there today. They're an extra €3 a week on a really, really minimal rent that they're paying. Myself and my partner have just bought a new house, 328,000. The repayments that we're going to be paying, right, on that is colossal. But we have to work hard for it. We get up in the morning, we get out of bed, we have a job, and we go and do a damn good day's work. And that's how we earn a living for our kids. And to show them that you do have to get up and get out there and actually do it. You don't get handed stuff in this life. So get up, get a job, get out there, and stop expecting to be handed everything for nothing, or little or nothing.
Bula boss.
There has to be a big difference in the lifestyle you can live if you're going to bother working. And in this country, unfortunately, if you're in the middle class, the people on the welfare have the exact same lifestyle as you. Drive a car, go on holidays, go out at the weekends. There's just a big difference. Somebody's working 40 or 50 hours a week and the other person's sitting on their arse. So until that changes, nothing else will change.
Yeah, your WhatsApp messages are rolling in here.
Days is boiling. You do sound like a good politician. Take the houses off them. Put them in a one-bedroom flat. What about your family and friends coming over? You don't pay with that, for Jay's sake. But they all meant to sleep in the one room if they were anyone to stay over. Ah, you're a wind-up merchant.
What do you mean if they want someone to stay over? Would you cop on? Get a cop a grip to yourself, for God's sake. So what? If somebody has two kids or three kids, whatever, and they buy a three-bedroom house, should they get a five-bedroom just in case someone wants to come and stay over? Don't be such an idiot all your life. It's not the taxpayer's responsibility to make sure they have enough room on Christmas Day for all the relations to come over and stay in a bedroom. Would you catch a grip at yourself? If there's one person living in a council house, and by the way, I was very clear about it, I don't say chuck people out in the streets. I would never suggest that in a million years. But there's some issue with encouragement to scale down. And besides anything else, if I was an old age pensioner or a widow or a widower or whatever it happens to be, I'm own in a house, I wouldn't want to be paying large electricity bills or large gas bills or oil bills to heat a three-bedroom house when I could be living in a nice, cosy, one-bedroom apartment or a nice little small two-bed house or something a little bit smaller and downsized. It's obvious when you've got families out there huddled into a one-bedroom and two-bedroom house with four kids and they're looking for something bigger. There are people in this country, by the way, living in four-bedroom houses provided by the council with only one person living in it. You don't think that happens? It does. The stats are there to prove it. And meanwhile, we've got families with four kids living in a two-bedroom house. Who's running the system? Chickens with their heads cut off.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.